Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
I don't think that Australians would describe themselves as hoarders, but most of us would relate to that mysterious mess that can only be described as stuff that just seems to accumulate way too quickly and easily. The garage floor is lost in boxes and stuff that we don't use, but still have for some reason. The spare room is the junk room, and there's a pile of old broken toys and rubbish under the house waiting to be disposed of. Fortunately, a couple of times a year there's a wonderful event that happens in streets all around Australia, the Council Cleanup. Not only are they a great opportunity to get rid of a whole heap of stuff you don't want or need, but that broken fan or faulty heater is spotted by a treasure-seeking ute and usually disappears before the decluttering heroes from the council come to relieve you of your clutter. Once more, the garage can fit a car, the spare room is eerily tidy, and underneath the house is back to being one great big useless space again. Not only is it of great benefit to us and our surroundings to declutter our homes and spaces on a regular basis, but our minds and how we spend our time is something we need to add to our schedule for some regular decluttering. Something we need to do more often is question what we are filling, and in some cases overfilling, our minds with, and how we're spending our spare time. How many hours are lost aimlessly surfing the net or Facebooking, watching whatever it is on television, or reading trashy, degrading tabloid magazines? Now, while we don't want to empty our minds completely or be totally bored, we do need to wonder if what we are filling our minds and time with is worthy of our minds and time. Is it something that is true, decent, good, right, pure, admirable, praiseworthy? These are pretty high standards, and most mind and time consumers today would struggle to fit into any of these categories. Why don't we all set a higher standard and be a little more exclusive with our minds and time? Let's put the useless and broken mental furniture and goods out on the nature strip and engage our mind in what is true, decent, good, right, pure, admirable, and praiseworthy. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.